to another episode of Sheer Motivation Podcast. I'm your host, Delina. If you don't have time to watch and listen at the same time on YouTube, that's okay. iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts are your go-tos, so check me out each week. I'm here with my friend Erica again.
Hey, y'all.
She's chill with me.
Hey. It's nice to be back. Thank you.
Hey. This week's episode is called Imperfect Parenting.
Yes.
Okay. So, not long ago, I did an episode called Roots and Reflections. And on that episode, I was just trying to... In my mind, I was reflecting on all the people that kind of like poured into raising me and contributed to raising me, whether it was through advice, whether it was through showing up in the physical, you know, just guiding. And I was just really thinking about my mom and the sacrifice that it takes to be a mother.
Yeah.
You know, I can't speak for dad and a father, but I can speak from the position of a mother. And now I was just really... recognizing how much sacrifice and, you know, blood, sweat, and tears that kind of go into that. And I was like, man, I should have spent more time saying thank you. You know, I should have spent more time being grateful. I should have spent more time, like, just, like, reflecting. And, you know, it just led me down this whole rabbit hole of, like, I wish I had the opportunity to call my mom and be like, I love you, girl. Like, aww, thank you. Like, yeah. You know, that time when I was complaining about why I didn't get this color and this size and this type, or why I didn't get this or that, or, I mean, I like this, but I would have liked a different color, or why you ain't get me this kind? You know, I was like, man, I just really should have spent more time just saying thank you.
Yeah.
You know, and it started me thinking about my own parenthood journey and how complex it is.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
And the lessons that I've been catapulted into, and just trying to stay abreast with children, different age groups, and then pouring into their day and their little souls, and trying to create these little well-rounded people. And it's a lot.
It's a whole lot.
It's a lot. Like, I was having this conversation with you a time or two, but it's like, you get up in the morning, you gotta get yourself dressed, you gotta make sure they're dressed appropriately for the weather, get in the car, drop them off on time, get to work, be productive, show up, because whatever you was going through before you got to work really don't even matter, because they don't care. Then it's like, you get off work after working, go pick them up, get them to practice, help them with homework, cook dinner at the same time, break a nail, get a pimple, okay? And then it's like, man, I really don't feel like doing this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then at the end of the night, it's like, dang, I forgot to help them say their prayers.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it's like, and I feel real bad saying this, my son be like, mommy, we have to pray. And I be like, all right, lay down, bow your head. You know, I just mean it because I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like the balancing of making sure I don't miss the mark and I teach them the stuff that they're supposed to learn when they're supposed to learn it, so that when they get to be adults, they got it.
Yeah.
That's a huge burden.
Yes.
And I don't even want to say burden, but that's what sometimes what it be feeling like. So it's, how do you stay balanced? Like, because I know one thing that I love that you do, that you and Elijah do, it's like, y'all do devotion. And I think that is so cute. I need to get better at that. Like, having the time where it's like, we're about to sit down. We're about to pray. We're about to talk about this scenario in the Bible and how you can apply it to your little life. Because my boys think everything is funny.
Yeah. The only thing that's really getting me to stay in the Bible is the future of the Bible. You know what I'm saying? That's really what it is, like, the seriousness of this, like, looking real Revelation like outside.
I was about to say the book of Revelations is Revelation.
Yeah, so like that's really what it is for me. Mm-hmm. But like you said, Elijah does bring me back in because there's so many things to do. You know, you got to cook dinner, you got to prepare for tomorrow. You have hair to do, you have clothes, laundry, outside things to handle, errands and whatnot. So it is hard trying to manage and get everything done all in mm-hmm. 24 hours and still sleep.
Yeah.
So yeah. You just won't get everything done every single day. And don't feel bad about it.
The hardest part about parenting for me is recognizing that kids can break your heart. You know, like kids can real life break your heart. Like we can sit down and I can plan and I can prepare and we can have these sort of conversations. And I can teach you the right way. I mean, because I love feeding them the book of Proverbs. Okay. And I mean, I just feel like it's just such a great guide mm-hmm. for the kids, right? But knowing that we discussed something and you did like the complete opposite, you know what I'm saying? Just going back to the beginning of when I became a mother, when I had my daughter, I was like, oh man, I'm about to raise like my best friend. Like, oh my gosh, I just used to stare at her in her little bassinet, and I used to take that little, you know, the little cheek brush and brush the hair down and give like the finger waves.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my god. And then when she hit like 11, I was like, who is this little person? You know, who is this person? And at the same time you're trying to pour into them, it's like life don't stop. As a mother, and finding that balance of being in tune and in sync with what they're going through,
yeah,
and not tapping out and being in a zone because you're so overwhelmed with life for yourself, has been the hardest part. So those two things, the fact that you can pour into them and teach them specific scenarios and they will get in these situations and sometimes they're going to do the opposite of what y'all discussed. And then finding that balance of staying in tune with them, but not losing myself.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And understanding that they're my child, but they're not me.
Yeah.
And I can't live vicariously through them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, you can see the train wreck coming. And it's like, you want to prepare them and prevent them and stop them. And parenting just don't work that way.
Yeah, you know, the more that you're talking makes me think of it from a different point of view of mm-hmm. like the things we do and God looks at us and God's showing us, hey, you should do it this way because the Bible right here says to do it this way. And then we're like, no, I think I want to do it how I want to do it. So I can only imagine how he feels because we feels like, but we see it. We see what's about to happen. You're still going down that road. Why? So it's mm-hmm. hard.
Yeah. And I'm like trying to extend that grace like God extended it to me.
Mm.
And it continues to extend it to me. Because I know I done things that I know better. Just in general, like going places I probably shouldn't go. The absorbing amount of alcohol that I've drank.
Yeah.
You know, just being a part of things and just making choices that I'm like, I know. You know what I'm saying? So I get it. You know, I get it. And it is the same concept with your children. And I guess it just feels different because we down here like in real time and flesh.
Yeah.
In our flesh, you know, in our flesh.
Heavy on the flesh.
Heavy on the flesh.
Yes, yes.
You know, and so I'm trying to like, you know, I guess it's my goal to see my kids be better than me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's like the it thing, you know? And even though I got one child that's grown, like, what I'm learning is parenting never stops.
Mm-hmm.
It just changes the need, the direction of your parenting shifts. But, like, they always need you. I didn't realize when I had children, my first one years ago, I didn't really realize that parenting is forever.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Like, I was just imagining, like, at some point they're grown and, you know, your job is done. Mm-hmm. And it's the gift that keeps on giving, because mm-hmm. it is all of the things. It's the late nights. It's the disappointment. Mm. It's the arguments. The arguments. Because God gave me a me. He gave me in a whole little other human little format, because she got her mouth, honestly. She got her wit. But she got her talent and her drive. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Her tenacity, her resilience. So it's like all of the things, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's like the good, bad, and different, you know. But it's, being a parent has also challenged me to confront things about myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That I didn't expect. Yeah. Because being a parent will force you to grow in ways that you never really imagined. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If I didn't have my kids and I get mad about something, I don't want to talk about it. I just don't talk to that person. You know, but your kids, you get into it with them. And it's like a couple of days, all right, let me call them.
Yeah.
You know, because heaven forbid one of us leave this earth on this note. You know, that's still my child. You know what I'm saying? It's.
Yeah.
It's just a lot, you know. But I think, like, as they get older and they hit the milestones of blossoming into, like, this well-rounded person, mm-hmm. it's also very rewarding, you know. And I mean, I don't wonder what my life would be like without them. I'm grateful and appreciative, because even in those moments where it's tough and they done broke my new piece of furniture, or right now I got Jell-O in my carpet, you know what I mean, I got dried up cereal stuck to my carpet, it's still these moments where I look at them and I'm like, it's somebody here on this earth that's wishing they had and could give, you know, two children of their own and wish they had Jell-O in their carpet and wish they had dried up cereal. Whatever, I don't know why, but wish that they had those experiences. And so it's like, I'm overwhelmed, I'm irritated, but I'm grateful. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. What's the most challenging part of parenting for you?
Letting go of control. Mm. I like to control a lot. And I got to realize they're their own person. Mm. And they make their own decisions regardless of age. So, like, letting go and actually letting them go. That's hard for me.
So, when you... Is it the fear that they're going to make a decision that is unfavorable?
It's more than one reason.
Okay.
It'll be because I want them to do how I want them to do. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, I feel like I know best. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I've been there. I've done that. Even if I haven't been there and done that, I feel like I still know best.
Right.
So I just want them to do what I want them to do. Like... That's just basically it.
Yeah, because I'm also a bit of a control freak. You know, I look at my sons and I'm like, I want to prepare them to be like these well-rounded people. Because at the end of the day, if not, we all lose. Mm-hmm. If my son doesn't know how to communicate, he doesn't know how to handle his anger, he doesn't take a second to think about the decisions, it's like, well, I could be visiting my son in jail or visiting my son at a grave.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And heaven forbid, you know what I mean? I couldn't imagine, you know. But it's like, how do you prepare for all of that? You know, it's like, is enough ever enough?
I don't think you can really truly prepare, because there's so many variables with life. I feel like you have to let go. Because it's going to be what it's going to be. Mm. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom, she raised both myself and my brother in the same household. And you mm-hmm. have one that went left. And you have one that went right. But you can't really control that, so to speak. To an extent, you can't really control. You just got to let go. And trust that they're going to make the right decision. And if they don't, this is their life, and the consequences will reflect in their life. Unfortunately, it does trickle down to either, you know, their children or trickle up to their parent, you know, because the parent still has to deal with that, and their children still have to deal with that. But at the end of the day, like, you can't. Just can't. You just got to let it go.
Yeah. And that's the tough part, because I love to control. I feel like if I get in front of things and I try to address it head on or talk to my kids or prepare them, like, somehow I have a hand in, you know, stopping it or controlling it. And reality is, I mean, you can do those things. It's great to do those things, but there's still nothing that's going to guarantee the outcome of it. And so that's the hard part, you know. It's just...
I think you do that, not just you, but in general, we do that to make ourselves feel better, to be like, well, we tried, like, we did, you know what I'm saying? To give ourselves, like, a mental safety net. Like, I did this, and I did that, and I did, when you're going over, you know, at the end of the night, or, you know, whatever, it's like, well, I know I did this for Johnny, and, you know, I, but sometimes it's for us.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I see so much stuff going on in the world today, and my heart just breaks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I have these conversations with my son. He's 11. And I'm, like, always stressing the importance of communicating. A lot of times you get mad over stuff. It's a simple misunderstanding. You know, you got to follow the rules. And I tell him all the time, and I drive this home to him, if you don't learn to follow the rules right now at 11, when you get my age as an adult, someone will make money off of the fact that you can't follow the rules. Someone will get paid to tell you when to go to sleep, what to eat, when you can enjoy a day outside, what you can do when you're outside. You know, there is a whole industry that is ready to make money off of the fact that you can't follow the rules and you can't listen. You know, if your kids can't listen, is somebody waiting to make them listen? You know, and I try to tell my son that all of a sudden his dad is like, well, he's a good dad. You know, I say, you know, I'm not a single parent, but I'm a single parent.
Yeah.
But I'm not a single, if that makes sense. Because he has a dad that's very involved. And he's like, well, don't scare him. And I'm like, well, I'm not scaring him, but I'm trying to give him the real.
Yeah.
You know, and it's reality.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want that for my son. And so that's what I'm trying to get in front of. And it's like, that would break my heart if that was his outcome, you know, or any of my children. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine.
Yeah.
You know, I can't imagine somebody making me eat swoles and whatever it is that they eat in jail, you know. And so I'm like, I like the freedom of eating what I want, wearing what I want, going where. And I try to get into my kid's head before the world does.
Yeah.
And it's a heavy weight to carry, because we're human as well. You know, we have our lives. We're trying to juggle and make sure we pay this, make sure we, you know, have food on the table and clothes on their back and take care of a household, and then have time to get down on different levels of different ages of different children. And it's a lot. And that's why I've been asking God to come into that space and give me patience without hurt, harm, or danger. Because I don't want God to give me patience by taking one of my children away. You know what I'm saying? Or letting something treacherous happen, or allowing my child to do something treacherous to another child.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, again, we've both lost as parents, if that's the case. So I'm really like, Lord, just give me patience without hurt, harm, or danger. Teach me how to guide them with patience and love. You know, because I be yelling, and them kids be making me curse. Well, I be cursing. You know what I'm saying?
Because the kids be making me curse.
The kids make me do it. You know, the kids make me do it. I be, you know, and I just be like, you gotta have patience with these kids.
You do. You do. You definitely do. praying for patience, what I've learned, is a tricky thing. It's needed. It's so needed, because you want to do what's right. But when you pray for patience and when you pray for faith, God be like, oh, you did what now? Oh, you want what?
Yeah, because he got humor.
Say less. And less was said. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, It's all of the things. Like, I have to remind myself, I was 21 once. Mm-hmm. I was 11 once. Yeah. I was 6 once.
Yeah.
And remembering how to translate things so that they can get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not beating them down, but I'm saying it to them out of love and direction that sometimes we got to spare the rod.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we got to give them the rod.
Yeah.
But it's really important to, I guess, what I'm learning is taking the good with the bad. You know, or the highs and the lows, or the ups and the downs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, parenting is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The sacrifice, the tears, the disappointments, but the milestones, those moments that unfold where you realize, like, dang, you really was listening to me.
Yeah.
Those are the joys, you know, yeah. When they have avoided a snare and they have avoided a pitfall and they come to you and they're like, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, those are the moments I hope I'm around to see.
Yeah.
And I have been around to see some, and I hope I'm around to see more, you know, because it's a whole lot of snares and pitfalls,
yeah.
You know, for our kids. And so I'm learning to be in the moment and less frustrated with the scenario and grateful that I get to share it. Mm-hmm. And guide them and just be present in it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Give an example of that.
So, like, recently, well, my children always, they're very inquisitive. They get that from their mother. You know, that's why I'm so smart, because I ask a lot of questions. But just like the little things, moments where they're, like my boys, for example, they like to fight with each other sometimes. And I used to just be angry, like pulling them apart, yelling at the oldest one, because I'm like, you know better. And then instead, I'm separating them and I'm taking that breath real quick. And I'm like, hey. And I'm getting down on their level. And I'm like, and I tell my 11-year-old all the time, he gonna have enough people in this world calling him names, taking stuff from him, trying to get over on him.
Yeah.
You are your brother's keeper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, if something happens to mom, dad, sister, whatever, y'all have each other. Y'all are brothers, yep. No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And at the core, y'all have to find an alliance. Y'all have to be there for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's enough people in this world that's going to tear y'all down. It's enough people that's going to call y'all names.
Yeah.
Yeah, boys will be boys. Kids will be kids. They're going to pick with each other a little bit. But there have been some times where I've been really frustrated because they are constantly going at it.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of that moment where I would yell and send them to their room, separate them, it's like, no, okay, y'all want to fight, all right, I'm gonna make y'all sleep in the same bed in the same room.
That's
for the rest of the week.
That's just about to say, that's exactly what I do. That's exactly what I do. Like, y'all can't get along now, I'm going to make you together so that y'all can figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I saw a while back, you know, kids would be in the same t-shirt if they weren't getting along. I do stuff like that. Now y'all have to be in the same t-shirt. Or like when they do fuss and fight and Trin does something to hurt Elijah's feelings, I'm like, now give your brother a hug.
Mm-hmm.
And she just doesn't want to do it. You're not doing nothing else for the rest of the day. Nothing until mm-hmm. you give him a hug.
Mm-hmm.
She gives him a fake hug. Now you got to do it like you mean it.
Right.
And so I make them continue to do it until she hugs him. And I'm like, okay, now you're done. Now you got to give him a kiss. And so she does that. And so when she's done, I'm like, now give your sister a hug.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's just so loving anyway.
Elijah is.
He just can't wait. They're like, oh, I'm
Elijah
sorry.
Is. He is so
yes. Cute. And then he'll go ahead and I'm like, all right, now give her a kiss. And he gets so excited, looking forward to doing that. And then he'll give her a kiss on the cheek. And so they both kind of seem grossed out. I'm like, okay, now hug again.
Yeah.
And I want them now to embrace each other at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as Trin acts like she doesn't like it, I hear them now talking in the room together. And now they're back fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just like, you have each other. That's all you have.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you have.
Yeah. And what you've done there is set the tone.
Mm-hmm.
So when they get older, they have a disagreement at some point. Maybe not that day. Maybe the next day. But at some point, one of them going to reach out to the other and be like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What you doing? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You trying to come over here, have lunch? You trying to meet up? You know, And that's what sibling stuff is about.
Yeah.
We ain't always gonna get along. We ain't always gonna agree. But at the end of the day, we have each other. Mm-hmm. And we have to foster that. Mm-hmm. And that's what I make my boys do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so just taking those moments, whereas before I would have lost patience, I'm like more grateful, more like, okay, Delina, you was 11. Although I grew up as an only child. So I didn't really have sibling rivalry per se. And I've always had the luxury of being like, oh, okay, well, I got into it with that person. Oh, well, you know, I can turn on, I don't care real quick.
Mm-hmm.
But my kids have forced me to like deal with things and bring them to a close.
Mm-hmm.
Good, bad, or indifferent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so that thing that I'm teaching them, I didn't necessarily have.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's what I mean by taking the good and the bad and just... I mean, I'm not a perfect parent. I'm not going to get it. I've dropped the ball many a times. Many a times. And so, I'm just giving myself grace also.
Yeah.
As a parent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and... just accepting the fact that I'm not going to nail every lesson. I'm not going to get everything right. But just remembering to deliver those lessons with love with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Remembering that I was a kid, a teenager, a young adult. And just giving them space to not turn into somebody they can't talk to.
Yeah.
And loving them through correction.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what this episode is about. You know, it's just that parameter of parenting.
I like that.
Oh my goodness.
Light bulb.
Ding, ding. Parameter of parenting.
Okay, I'll write it down.
So if you're going through it with your kids and you're listening right now, you're listening and you're watching, just know, like, just love them through it.
Yeah.
You know, because it could be worse. At least they're alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're alive to experience it. You got another chance.
Just now.
Yeah, you're alive. You know what I'm
saying?
They're alive.
Yeah.
You know, you're feeling, you're connecting with them. You got a chance to snap them out of it. You got a chance to get through to them. You got a chance to make it right. You know what I'm saying? And that's not to be taken lightly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just giving them grace. The same grace that our God gives us. What I don't even deserve.
At all.
The same grace that our God has given us. You know what I'm saying? And just granting our children that grace. And loving them through and talking them through those hurdles.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Not giving up on them.
Forever.
Well, thank you so much for listening and watching to another episode of Share Motivation Podcast. This is our weekly episode. Tune in next week and catch a brand new episode. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Fight!